Hey guys, so I know I do a lot of like fun and like happy videos or whatever all the time, but so I'm here in Boone, North Carolina. I'm at the staging area. I volunteered myself and my canines to come up and do some search and rescue efforts. Here's the situation, okay? FEMA is in the area and we've been told that if we see any FEMA agents, like hightail it and go. So, obviously you see all my equipment. So we've been told to just turn around and go the opposite direction, because what they're doing is they're confiscating everything. Like, they would confiscate all of my gear, my car, my dogs, like literally everything. There are some people who have been tracking these FEMA agents and what they do with these supplies after. And these are people that are directly associated with the group that I'm volunteering with. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking these supplies to, sanctuary areas for illegal migrants, and giving it all to them. They are telling the locals here that they have no more money, that they can't give them any money, they can't do anything, but they are confiscating volunteer supplies as they come through, and they are giving it to people who are not legal within the country. Of course it is very hush hush. Of course they're saying that that's not what they're doing. I will tell you this. I was 11 years in the Coast Guard. I was in Puerto Rico before and during Maria and Irma. I was stationed there through all of that stuff. FEMA did the same stuff there, to the point where the Coast Guard, we did not work directly with FEMA because they were doing shady stuff. So we ended up loading a bunch of supplies and stuff and taking it around the island and delivering it. And we did the same thing after the earthquakes as well. They were confiscating supplies. They weren't issuing supplies. They mishandled money. They mishandled distribution of supplies, and the locals suffered for it. And they are doing the same thing in North Carolina. This is not a joke. This is not a conspiracy theory. Like, this is not false information. Like, I'm here, I'm boots on the ground. We are actually about to go and fly into a different area via helicopter. We're going to go to the airport, load up the dogs, and we're going to fly into a different area where families are missing. But, the initial meetup point was the Boone, area. As far as families missing and stuff right now, Boone is clear. So we've been given new coordinates to go to a different area. But yes, FEMA is here and they are doing really, really sketchy, shady stuff. So take that information for what you will. This is this information that needs to get out to the news media. This is the information that needs to get out. And honestly, if FEMA is not going to do their job, and I'm not saying that all of the FEMA agents, because I know a lot of canine handlers that are part of FEMA that are doing what they're supposed to be doing. However, why are we confiscating supplies? Why are we taking supplies from people that are coming in to help and have experience and can do the job, and then giving it to illegals and not giving it to the people who have been affected? That is my biggest issue with this whole situation. So take that information, share the video, spread it around. I will give more updated information as I get it, as I get to different areas. Stand by for, you know, I'm going to document this whole thing. Obviously, given with the appropriate amount of time, like, I do have to still do my job. There are people that are missing that I have to work my dogs and stuff. So I will update as I can. However, that is the situation in this area. if you're going to be donating, don't donate to FEMA, obviously. Try to find legitimate people who are going to be putting their efforts to good use. And donate your donations or your money or whatever through them. Just be very, very careful. But yes, FEMA is 100%. There's a lot of videos saying, no, FEMA would never, da 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 da. Yes, they will, and they are. So, it's appalling. It is disgusting. Like, this is, I'm at a loss for words, and it's very, very infuriating for me. But they need to be held accountable.
Yeah. That's how bad it is, folks. That's how corrupt our government is. It's how much they hate you. We got more evidence of that on the other side. It's just, the disaster is one thing, and then our government's the bigger disaster.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word to the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right. The hurricane was a natural disaster, and then the government is the intentional disaster. And it is ongoing here. You've got a helicopter. Now, people that were there are saying they think it was done intentionally. I mean, it's hard to even believe that was the case. But they said that the feds were staking this scene in South Carolina where there was a relief effort going on to gather supplies. The feds were staking the scene and then left. And then shortly after, this helicopter came and just blew up, basically, the supplies. So here's multiple angles of this. I mean, it's right there on video. There's no other way to explain it. Here it is. Clip 33 and 34, guys. Go ahead. So this was yesterday. It was North Carolina. Excuse me. Helicopter comes down on the supply area and just blows it all away. So you're seeing tents and supplies fly everywhere, and then it flies off. And these are just people that were there that filmed it, saying this unmarked military-style plane, after the feds were staking the scene and then left, and then these helicopters just showed up and started destroying their supply camp. What in the hell is that? How do you, I mean, a deliberate rotor wash destroying the supply camp. The people on the ground were just stunned at what they'd seen. And it was masked men in an unmarked black helicopter that destroyed a supply camp. Even the police are trying to figure out what the hell happened. And nobody knows. Here they are hovering right over the supply camp. Right directly over it. People just can't even believe it. And then it goes away. What is that? What is that? So again, that's multiple people that filmed that. And they're saying the same thing. Feds rolled up, unmarked black SUVs, windows blacked out, rolled up, were staking the supply camp, left, and then all of a sudden this helicopter does a flyby and destroys the supply camp. And then leaves. Masked men. And nobody seems to know who it is or what the hell's going on. My goodness, folks. My goodness. So they appear, I mean, again, these are masked men. Here, let's listen to this guy. So again, they just just hover over it, destroy the camp there, and then leave. People can't even believe it.
Why did they do that? That helicopter just came around here and kicked up everything. Now he's out. Did they just do that on purpose? Wow, that was crazy.
Did you get his number?
Brother, I got him on camera. But do y'all really think that was on purpose?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
He's gonna land.
Folks, what is going on? What is going on? And look, I haven't gone into the whole angle of weather weapons here. I'm not discounting that. Obviously, those are real. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene has basically been on a whole campaign about it because she was attacked when she said, hey, we need to look into weather weapons. And then she gets attacked by the mainstream media. She gets attacked by all these big leftists making fun of her. And then she just shares news report after news report. I mean, mainstream news reporting it. John Brennan did a whole press conference about weather weapons. I went to the Texas weather modification hearing in Texas. It's the Texas weather modification. It's a public thing. It's a government-run thing. They have a yearly press event, a yearly hearing. I was there. I talked to the guys. So they act like these things don't exist. We can't manipulate the weather. It's literally public information. It's literally the government doing it. And then when you say that, they say, oh, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. Well, what the hell is that? What the hell is a helicopter, unmarked helicopter with masked men blowing up a supply camp in North Carolina? Is that a conspiracy theory? So again, I mean, there's another hurricane coming. It's in the Gulf right now. I'm not even going to sit here and tell you it's man-made, or I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's being manipulated. I don't know. The whole thing is weird. It's all crazy. I don't have to speculate that the government is intentionally sabotaging the response. I don't have to sit here and speculate that our government puts non-citizens ahead of citizens. I don't have to speculate that our government puts foreign countries ahead of our own country. I don't have to speculate. That's not conspiracy theory. That's right in front of your face. That's smacking you in the face. That's a right hook from Mike Tyson right on your left eye. Couldn't be more obvious. They're sending unmarked black helicopters to destroy supply camps. Okay? And dozens of people captured it on film. Here's helicopters blocking Greenville, South Carolina, clip 31.
What's happening? We're at the airport again. Well, we're at the airport today. Yesterday, they ran like 30-something planes, a bunch of trips up to Western North Carolina, Asheville, you know, that whole area, wherever they can land and drop off supplies. And FEMA has flown in like 10 or more helicopters and blocked a runway here at Greenville downtown, completely took over, or almost took over the operation, just because they're doing some good here. FEMA's gonna come here and try to stop it. And they took over one of the hangars over here too. We'll show you as much as we can. It's absolutely ridiculous. Okay, here's the helicopters that are blocking one of the runways here at Greenville downtown, all flown in by FEMA helicopter pilots. And they're just sitting there doing nothing. And you have Greenville Aviation over here taking in all kind of supplies, everything that people want to drop off. There's a huge operation going on over here. Yesterday, we ran about 30-something planes, or they did. I didn't fly anything. But just putting stuff in planes, taking it up to Asheville and other areas. And they came in and halted. FEMA came in and halted all that operation. And there they are, just sitting over there doing nothing. When there's thousands of pounds of supplies over there that could be taken, they're just sitting there doing nothing and blocking the runway with however many helicopters. Kind of.
Folks, where is any leadership right now asking what the hell is going on? Seriously, where is any leadership? Barely a peep from the media landscape. There are those out there making a big fuss about this, absolutely. It's not nearly loud enough. One person in the White House press room today, Peter Ducey, the only one asking questions. One. That pretty much tells the story. Where's local leadership? Where are the local mayors? Where are the local city councils? Where are they asking what the hell's going on? Where are the local sheriffs? Where are the governors of these states asking what the hell is going on? Where are the congressional representation seats? Where are the congressional states? I mean, senators, where is anybody asking what in the hell is going on here? Where is the outrage? What in the hell is going on? I don't know how to properly, what do you even label this? A country under siege, an occupied country, a country under attack. Are we under attack right now? Seriously, what the hell is going on? Is our country under attack? I mean, let's get real conspiratorial. Is our country under attack? Is somebody making weather weapons to blast the Southeast states? And then is the same occupied government that gives all of our money to foreign countries that occupy our Congress, the same government that gives all of our money to foreign countries and foreign wars and foreign citizens and are now standing down on relief efforts and outright sabotaging relief efforts? Is our country under attack right now? They're trying to kill President Donald Trump right now. Is our country under attack? Why isn't anybody addressing this? Where is the American media? Where are your local politicians? Where are our national politicians? Where is anybody? Because there's a lot of evidence that you can sit here and say our country is under attack right now. We are under attack. Something is going on. It's right in front of your face. Chilling warning from a former FEMA inspector, clip 35.
This is the veteran FEMA inspector.
Yes.
I have a dire warning to those that are going to take the money. There is a contract at the beginning when the inspector gets there, before he starts inspecting, there's a contract that the claimant has to sign. Practically illegible. The writing is so small that 12 years ago, I had to use a magnifying glass, and that's when my eyes were good. In that contract, if you do not pay the money back, it is a loan.
What?
A loan. And even if it's just a dollar or $750, if you don't pay it back, they have the right to seize all of your property.
That's insane. The $750 that they're saying that they're going to give people, that's a loan? It's in the contract to receive it?
Yes, there is a contract that you sign before the inspector starts his inspection. You have to sign off on it, but there is a contract inside, and they even have, even for people that could not speak English, there was a translator that I would speak into it, and it would speak to them in Spanish or translated in writing. And they have to sign this contract for the inspector to even start the inspection. If you take that money and don't pay it back, they can seize your property at any point after a year.
That's crazy. Well, thanks for the heads up. So folks, heed his message here. If there's anything that you got to sign or contract before you receive any assistance, make sure that you are well aware of.
And that was Christy Lee with the caller there. I mean, folks, it would appear our country is under attack. And you can look at all the different angles and try to figure out what the hell's going on. But a land grab, a foreign land grab, an infrastructure attack, I mean, just the general destruction of America. Trying to kill President Trump. I mean, I got footage here, and there's all kinds of this going around. You saw some of it there. If you guys want to roll clip 30, just showing the devastation. I mean, you have entire cities that have been wiped off the map by this. You have infrastructures, roads, bridges. Who knows when they're going to be replaced? I mean, it is a apocalyptic. You've heard the people that have been there say it's apocalyptic. It's like a war zone. And Kamala Harris is going on a podcast that talks about blowjobs. Kamala Harris is going on a podcast that talks about how people masturbate. Joe Biden is done. We don't even have a president. FEMA is basically a foreign occupied institution. Our Congress, a foreign occupied institution. Our media, an anti-American institution, a political propaganda wing of the Democrat Party who's in it for nothing but themselves and political power. Yeah, our country's under attack. It's about time people start acting like it and make some serious decisions here. And I'll just say this. You know, this next hurricane coming through, is it a weather weapon? I don't know. I do not know. Do they have the ability to manipulate the weather? Yes. Can they do it to the scale of a Category 5 hurricane and control it into a landmass? I don't know if it's that advanced. I'm just being honest with you. But I don't even know how to say this. They didn't warn you about this hurricane that was going to hit Florida. They didn't warn you. Now they're giving you this massive warning about Milton. And what if they evacuate Florida like they're talking about and then it doesn't even hit Florida? So, I mean, I'm just saying. None of it adds up, folks. None of it adds up. And at this point, you might as well speculate it's going to hit Texas. At this point, you might as well speculate it's going to hit Louisiana. But they're saying, oh, it's Florida, it's Florida, it's Florida. Everybody evacuate Florida. And then who knows where it's going to hit? And then they move everybody to Mississippi. It wallops Mississippi. I mean, God help us. God help us. And I don't even know what you do in this situation. I mean, the route that they're saying it's going to go on, they're accurate with that like 10% of the time, maybe less. So it's like, I don't even want to give people advice because, I mean, that's what I'm saying. How do you give people advice with this stuff when you don't even know? But it's like, is the East Coast of Florida going to be safe? Is the southern tip of Florida going to be safe? Or is that what's going to get hit the hardest? Is it going to take a turn and go north? I mean, they never get this stuff right. So if I was evacuating, I would just get as far inland as possible. I would just go. But who knows? The weather people never get it right. They never get it right. They were telling people in Florida, oh, no big deal. And then this thing hits a Category 4. And by the way, they were saying that was going to hit. Actually, they were saying that was going to hit south of Tampa. They were saying that was going to go south of Tampa, ends up going north. But don't worry. You can be assured of one thing. Wherever it hits, you're not going to get any relief from this federal government. They'll give you a loan with some small print that probably takes your property. Because that's what these sick, corrupt bastards, that's what they do. Your government hates you. Your government hates you. There's no other way to put it. But don't worry. Ukraine has a lot of your money. You make sure you work hard because the Ukrainian government needs it. Two Ukrainian regional officials alleged of corruption, nearly $6 million in cash. In cash, ladies and gentlemen. Found at the house. There's video of this. It's 21, guys. Listen to this. According to the State Bureau of Investigation, two Ukrainian officials from Western Kalamitsk Oblast alleged of corruption were holding at home nearly $6 million in cash. You can see it right there on the screen. The homes and workplaces of the head of the Kamelenskishkish, I'm butchering that. It's a tough one. Regional Center for Medical and Social Expertise and her son, a senior official in the main department of Ukraine's pension fund in Oregon. Remember, we were paying their pensions. Remember that big story? Were searched in another case when the cash was exposed, and they are finding cash everywhere, folks. Closets, basements, drawers, under beds. And it's American cash. Where is all the cash coming from? Again, where is the outrage? All the American media that sold you the lie of supporting Ukraine, all the American politicians that sold you the lie of supporting Ukraine. Oh, let's support Israel's war. They're going to bomb Lebanon. Oh, we need to support Lebanon now. They just got bombed. This has to come to an end. I pray. And you know, the government's never going to be perfect, obviously. The smaller it is, the higher chance of it being perfect would ever be. But I just hope we get to live to see the day of a government that doesn't hate us and want us dead and sells us out every day and enslaves us. I really do. But don't worry. Biden's about to go to Germany to get an award from the Germans because he gave all of our money to NATO. And then Zelensky is going to ask for more money, and then he's going to give that to them as well. So as North Carolina, many parts are still completely underwater, and South Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia, people are devastated, and Florida, Biden's going to Germany to take an award and give more money to Zelensky. Right after the federal government says it has no more money for you, Biden's going to go to Germany, take an award, and give more money to NATO and Ukraine. So that's what's going to happen next week. So, I mean, can you imagine? That's going to be the backdrop. It's going to be the exact same thing, ladies and gentlemen, just in reverse order. Last time it was $15 billion for foreign countries, then the hurricane hit. This time it's going to be the hurricane is going to hit, and then it's going to be $15 billion for foreign countries. And Biden won't even be here, and Harris will be talking about, you know, blowjobs and whatever else on a podcast for women to learn about how to have multiple boyfriends and be OnlyFans whores. Because that's the state of our government, ladies and gentlemen. That's the state of our government. When are the American people going to realize how bad it is? That's what I wonder. What more are we going to have to endure with less than a month till the election? And then the time between the election and the inauguration? And then if it's four more years of the Democrats, Harris Walls? That's a hurricane. That's a hurricane that's going to hit and devastate the entire country.
Hi, I'm Kamala Harris. When I'm elected president, platforms that promote free speech, truth, and resilience to the new world order, like thealexjonesstore.com, will be banned. Sites that profit off dangerous truths are a threat to our democracy. Shirts sold at thealexjonesstore.com, like the InfoWars Limited Edition fundraiser t-shirt, will no longer be tolerated. And let's be clear, if you're caught wearing one of these shirts, you will face arrest. Whether it's the Alex Jones for President 2028 shirt or any other merchandise pushing harmful messages of patriotism, family, faith, and freedom, this kind of propaganda has no place in our future. We will create a future where safety, censorship, and tyranny prevail. Don't go to thealexjonesstore.com to purchase products that keep Alex Jones on the air. Don't wear the shirts or support humanity. If you do, you'll be the first in line for my depopulation agenda.
Now, obviously, that is AI satire of Kamala Harris. That's not really her. But if you look at her policies and what she supported and what big tech and the Democrats won and what Hillary Clinton has said.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda.
They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
Whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation.
They indeed do want to put people in jail for their free speech. And the Justice Department that she's controlled by, that's hijacked this country, has been running the whole operation trying to shut down InfoWars. And on November 13th, it goes up for auction. And the Democrats have said they never wanted money from me. They wanted me silenced. That was always their goal.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate? And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
They're scared of satire because real satire, powerful satire, takes a truth and then basically presents it to show how absurd it is. So I'm asking all of you for your support to fund the AlexJonesStore.com and get these great t-shirts and ball caps. So one way or another, my broadcast continues on regardless of what happens. We may be able to get some patriots to outbid Soros and Media Matters for InfoWars in this operation. But regardless, myself and the crew want to come roaring back. So support our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com. Get these amazing shirts. That's how you keep us on air. And these shirts are so timely, launching the First Amendment and Second Amendment Defense League, standing up for the right of free speech and self-defense. This shirt and so many other amazing shirts now available exclusively at the AlexJonesStore.com. This is serious. This affects the entire country and the world. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you. So please stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Plus, these are amazing shirts at the AlexJonesStore.com. Please take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Elon Musk just sat down with Tucker Carlson in an epic interview, telling it like it is. He's warning the American people how there'll be no economy if Harris gets elected. He's warning the American people how there'll be no energy if Harris gets elected. He's warning the American people how all of his endeavors will be completely shut down, how they're going to put him in prison, they're going to end free speech, which, of course, is all true. And I've got the evidence to support all of this. By the way, Harris has been caught lying. She wrote a bill when she was a senator. Right here, I have the bill. In the 116th first session of Congress. First session. The Clean Air Act to create a national zero emission vehicle standard. So she wrote the bill to ban gas-powered vehicles. She wrote the bill. She literally wrote the bill. And now she's saying that she never did that, and that's a lie. And do we have that clip, guys? Is that clip 6, or is that a clip not on my list? It is clip six. Okay. So and Musk understands this. Even Axios is calling her out. Harris campaign dodges questions over EV mandate walk back. Harris wrote the bill to ban gas-powered vehicles. She wrote the bill. And then she goes in front of a rally and says, I never wrote the bill. I never did that. That's a lie in clip six.
And Michigan, let us be clear. Contrary to what my opponent is suggesting, I will never tell you what kind of car you have to drive.
You're a liar. I've got the bill right here. You wrote the bill.
But here's what I will do. I will invest in communities like Flint.
All right, that's enough. So she literally writes the bill to ban gas-powered vehicles, and then she goes to Michigan and says, I will never tell you what you can or can't drive, and that's a lie to say I did. And her name is literally on the bill. First session of Congress, right out of the gates, when she was a senator. And then Elon Musk, who innovates the electronic vehicle market, but now he's the bad guy because his politics aren't right. I mean, these people are just such phonies. They're just such frauds. So here's Elon Musk, some of it. It was about a two-hour-long interview. Musk and Tucker Carlson talking about the realities of what four more years of the Democrat Party, four more years of Kamala Harris will offer us.
Will that ever come out, do you think? You know, I think part of why Kamala's getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public.
Yes.
And some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome.
Yeah. Do you think Reid Hoffman's uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Gates. Yeah.
And I only ask that because you just look at them and you're like, that's a nervous person right there. I don't know. I mean, I assume you know them. Yeah.
Yes. Reid Hoffman was my vice president of business development at PayPal.
Yeah.
24 years ago.
Does he seem nervous to you?
Yeah, I mean, he's terrified of a Trump victory.
Because of the disclosure that would follow?
I think he's certainly ideologically not aligned with Trump anyway, but I think he is concerned about the Epstein situation.
So he talks about free speech, talks about the end of America if Trump loses. He talks about trying to provide Starlink to the victims, vaccines. Obviously, you just heard about the Epstein client list, the Diddy client list. And you got John Kerry along with Hillary Clinton. They don't want the First Amendment, folks. John Kerry says First Amendment is the enemy as elites try to stamp out free speech. Kerry says it's a major block to stopping disinformation. Hopes to implement change to the First Amendment. It's unbelievable. Hillary Clinton, she wants to censor you. She wants control over your speech. Clip 19.
There should be a lot of things done. We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control.
John Kerry, big Democrat. Hillary Clinton, big Democrat. They want control over your speech. Now, look, let's just lay this out pure and simple. These are some of the biggest political criminals probably in the history of this planet, probably in the history of humanity. The top brass of the Democrat Party, like John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and all their big donors, they are the biggest political criminals in the history of humanity. And then God knows what else is out there as far as blackmail, Epstein list, Diddy list, or whatever else, the spirit cookings that they're into with Marina Abramovich they brag about in the DNC emails. So who knows how dark and twisted and sordid it really gets. But just these are the biggest political criminals in the history of humanity, And they know that if Americans take our country back and we start electing real leadership that isn't blackmailed, isn't bought and paid for, actually cares about the people, actually wants to have a future, I mean, folks, you see how scared they are. And Trump is just like the battering ram that breaks the seawall. Trump, quite frankly, is like not even that great. I mean, really. I mean, Trump is like filet mignon. But even Trump really is like kind of just nice, maybe just like a nice little filet medallion. But that will break the seawall of the corruption. And then we'll get people like Vivek Ramaswamy in there. You'll get people like Matt Gaetz. You'll get people like Byron Donalds leading the House. You'll get more people that sound like Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress. And then it's just like a full-blown buffet, like nonstop five-course dinners of people that actually care about the country. We can turn this thing around. Trump is just like the first piece of filet that you're like, oh, wow. Oh, wow, we can have filet? You mean I don't have to have this steaming pile of horse manure like Joe Biden? Oh, wow, I don't have to have a moldy, rotten 10-year-old hot dog like Kamala Harris? Jeez. It's like, oh, you eat this? Oh, wow, this is, oh, we can have this? And then it all changes. And but that's why they're scared, because if the American people actually take our country back and actually get in charge of the government and end all the corruption and start looking into all the corruption, folks, they know. They'll be fleeing the country. They'll be hiding. And that's why it's all hands on deck to stop Donald Trump. That's why it's let's put a bullet through his head. Let's put him in jail. Let's lie about him 24/7 for 8 straight years. Let's try to intimidate anybody from supporting him. That's the story. And if you're a leading voice in this movement, well, then you know what they have to do to you, right? It's called... It's basically a verb now. They have to Alex Jones you, is what they have to do. They're trying to do it to me now. They've already done it. They've already done the Alex Jones to Alex Jones himself. So now they're trying to do it to everybody else. Mike Lindell, Clay Clark, Rudy Giuliani, Owen Schroyer. The list goes on and on. Yeah, they're trying to Alex Jones me now too. But Alex has put on an effort to stay on air, ladies and gentlemen. And so here's how you can support him.
This is something that's next level and something I'm going to be talking a lot about. And I only bring you things that are game changing. But of everything we've ever put out, this is the game changer. If you think X2 and X3, Deep Earth Crystal Ionime, are game changing, they are. Nobody ever put this out until I started 12 years ago. If you get a DEA license from Deep Earth Crystals on the ground, it goes right into your bloodstream. It's amazing things. The only thing you could say might be as good or maybe even better is CMOS, and that's why it's been all the rage the last few years, because it has no mercury in it, unlike fish, but it's bioavailable because it's in the special type of CMOS, and it delivers all these super nutrients and the ring structures of how the nutrients are together bound with the iodine and other things does incredible things in the body. So if you want energy, libido, stamina, immune system, your skin to look beautiful, if you think the iodine was great, this is next level. It's the ultimate CMOS gummies. It's a concentrate. It's super strong. It will blow you away. It'll take a week or so for the effects for you to start seeing, and after taking it for a month, it's incredible. I've been taking these for over a month. It's one of the reasons that I'm so much healthier and look so much better, and now it's available to you exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a lot of CMOS out there, and a lot of it's great. This is the highest quality you're going to get, and it supports the broadcast. That's why you should get it from us, thealexjonesstore.com. Promotes healthy digestion, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health, supports thyroid health. CMOS is a natural source of iodine in a key type, which is in the plant, so it goes differently into the body, which is essential for maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate your metabolism and hormone production. Rich in nutrients that are in a just super organic, bioavailable form. It all goes together. It's next level. CMOS is packed with vitamins and minerals like iodine, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamins A, C, and K. These nutrients support overall health, including immune function and energy levels. And so you need to get it. It's next level. Ultimate CMOS, the latest supplement. with bladder, rack, and burdock root, and it is just the ultimate formula. Nobody has got something at this quality. This is the best from the top manufacturer that lets us private label it. There's only one other place to get it. There's hundreds of brands of this. This is the best. This is the best. At thealexjonesstore.com. It'll blow you away, and it keeps us on air one way or another. Go down to thealexjonesstore.com. There's some new t-shirts there as well. Be sure to check those out at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, I have gone long today, and we got about 10 minutes left of today's transmission, and I wanted to take calls on a couple issues. I don't think we're going to have the time, so I don't want to put out the number and then put people on hold and not have time to take calls. So what I will do is I'll go live tonight on my X account, as I do every Monday night, but I'll go live tonight on my X account at OwenStroyer1776, and I will take calls again on the hurricane disaster relief or lack thereof, or what people are seeing on the ground as more eyewitness testimonies are just telling shocking stories of really just straight up government sabotage of relief efforts. Or I'd like to hear from people that were at Trump rallies this weekend, the rally in Butler, what that was like, the rally in Wisconsin, what that was like, how many people you think were there, because nobody's really talking about that. You know, they don't want to talk about rally size anymore. When Kamala had like two big rallies, it was all they wanted to talk about. Now that Kamala can't get 5,000 people at a rally, Trump gets what appears to be 100,000 in Pennsylvania. Now they don't want to talk about rallies anymore. So I'm just going to take calls all night long on X. I'll be live on there and on Rumble as well. If you don't have an X account, you can just go to Rumble. Anybody can access Rumble. You don't need to have an account at rumble.com/Owen. And so we'll be doing that tonight. I also want to mention, next week, I'm not going to be here at the desk next week. I am going to be at the University of South Carolina in a political debate against the one known as Destiny. So he's about to have a date with Destiny, and that's me. So we will be debating the ramifications of this upcoming election, the Trump-Harris debate. And that will be in South Carolina at the University of South Carolina. And I will be sharing the link. I've already shared the link to get tickets if you want to attend that. If you're in the University of South Carolina area and you want to attend that, there's different levels of you can get VIP passes and some backstage access as well. I'll share that link on my X account as well at OwenStroyer1776 as soon as I get off air. So I do intend on hosting at least some of the show next Monday, we will be carrying that debate live as well. So you can tune in. We'll have the links at Infowars.com. You will be able to tune into that and watch that here. We'll share the links or just put it up on our feeds as well. So that's going to be next Monday. All right. In the meantime, even Melania Trump knows something stinks at the Secret Service, and she pretty much all but says she thinks they're trying to get her husband killed. Here in clip 15.
Do you trust the Secret Service?
I have a great team and my detail around me and my husband as well. I think there are some holes, something is going on the top level, or it was when that shooting happened. I know some people changed the positions, but let's hope that will never happen again.
Yeah, they changed the positions, and then what happened a couple weeks later? They tried to kill him again. New leadership, same story. Nobody's been fired, by the way. At least nobody's reporting of any firings, and the leadership remains. What do you think? You think somebody's talking to the maybe third would-be assassin right now? You think somebody's maybe gearing up the third would-be assassin right now? You think they'll take another shot or attempt to take another shot at Donald Trump within the next 28 days? What about after? What about after the election? You think they'll try to take another shot at him then? What about when he's president? You think they'll try to take another shot at him then? How many assassination attempts do you think will happen? Thanks to the Democrat Party, the deep state, and their corrupt members of the media encouraging this for 8 years. And so that's the thing. I'm not saying you have to agree with everything Trump does. You probably shouldn't. And certainly if you did, then you'd probably be getting into cult territory. But that's not even the point. If we had a real media, we would be rallying. The entire country would be rallying behind Donald Trump. Because it's finally something for the people. It's finally a politician that doesn't come from the political class and that isn't just an outright corrupt liar. The people would be rallying behind that. Finally, a breath of fresh air. We'd be dying for that, like a glass of cold water on a desert island. But no, because the media lies to you, our politicians lie to you. We sit here divided, just hoping we can win an election, and then just hoping we can keep Trump alive, and then just hoping we can have a future where the U.S. government doesn't hate us, sell us out, want us dead, and tries to assassinate our political leadership or stand down at the moment it might happen. But even Melania knows that's what's going on. Couldn't be more obvious. Couldn't be more obvious. By the way, Biden Department of Justice makes a major blunder. This was earlier in the year. JetBlue Spirit Airlines merger blocked by federal judge over fears it would hurt competition. A federal judge, and this was at the behest of the Biden administration, blocked the JetBlue Airways from buying Spirit Airlines. Justice Department statements on JetBlue terminating acquisition of Spirit Airlines. It was done by the Biden administration. They forced it to happen. Well, now what's happened? Spirit Airlines has tanked. Its stocks have tanked. And it is now just a matter of time before it has to file for bankruptcy. I smell corruption here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I smell. It didn't make any sense. Spirit Airline hasn't made money in years. It's been running in the red in years. JetBlue was basically an out to save the company, save the employees, save the stockholders from this collapse. A totally legitimate merger. I mean, how many other airlines can you think of off the top of your head? It's not like JetBlue and Spirit are the only two airlines. There's a lot of options for airlines. Spirit hasn't even been around that long. And the Biden administration cut that deal. I think somebody, I smell corruption here, folks. I think somebody's set to benefit big from this. And they got into the Biden administration's ear and they said, do not let this merger take place. We will benefit greatly if it doesn't. Because it didn't make any sense at the time. Experts in market analysis and mergers and acquisitions said this doesn't make any sense. Why would they do this? Never seen anything like it. And so it was always going to be inevitable. Clearly, it was always going to be inevitable. That's why Spirit was trying to sell. Biden administration shut it down, and now it's on the verge of bankruptcy. I mean, really, it's already bankrupt. It's just not official yet. So that's just more corruption there from your government. Everything they freaking do, man. Everything this administration does is against the people. By the way, you remember earlier when Kamala Harris said that the government doesn't tell men what they can and can't do with their body? Well, actually, did you know that raw milk is illegal in dozens of states? Now, this guy, Marjorie Taylor Greene, said raw milk does the body good. Make America healthy again. We'll hear from a second here from RFK Jr. But look, I'm not going to, you don't have to drink raw milk if you don't want to. If you think it's bad for you and you trust the new process, then whatever, fine. Nobody's forcing you to drink raw milk. But if I want to drink raw milk, I should be allowed to. It's illegal in dozens of states. But this guy, Brian Tyler Cohen, Democrat Party propagandist, by the way, he used to be called No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen, but he lies so much. And he got community noted so much, and it was like just blatant lies that finally he changed his name. That's how bad this guy is. He had to change his name from No Lie because he's such a known liar. But listen to this projection. He says, the thing that conservatives don't get while wallowing in victimhood, that's the liberal thing to do. Is you guys are in the victim economy. You can't be victims enough. Nobody cares what you drink or eat. Your way of life isn't under attack. That's a story you tell yourself to justify fighting back against a non-existent enemy. Again, these people, they don't even, folks, that's what I'm saying. It goes back to the theme from earlier. They don't even care to be informed. They do not even care. He just says, oh, there's no one telling you you can't drink raw milk. I think it's 28 states. Guys, look it up. I think raw milk is illegal in 28 states. Okay? You just had the government shutting down raw farms. You've got Robert Barnes in a lawsuit right now to trying to fight for Amish farms just to stay in operation because they sell raw milk and raw food. Yeah, that was his old theme. No lie with Brian Tyler Cohen. He's such a liar. I mean, the guy is literally such a known liar, he had to change his name. Okay? But that's what I'm saying. They don't even care to be informed or not. They just want to show up and say, oh, I'm just going to debate with you. Oh, I'm a liberal. Oh, I have the moral high ground. I'm just going to disagree with you on everything, and I win. Raw milk is illegal. I believe the number is 28 states. All right. Can you search what I wanted you to? Come on. Just put it on the screen. I know you can do it. That's a body by raw milk right there. All right? So, hey, drink whatever you want. I like drinking raw milk. I've had good benefits. But nobody's making you do it. I'm just glad I don't live in one of the states where it's illegal. But he says that doesn't exist. Big lie with Brian Tyler Cohen. It just doesn't exist. I'm pretty sure it's 28 states. The crew is just, they're paralyzed right now. They're paralyzed at my raw milk body. They just can't. They don't know what to do. They're just stunned. They're just out on their feet. All right. I didn't get to some of the other news. We almost got to all of it. Four states? That's it? Only four states where it's illegal? Well, that's good. Only some states it's legal to sell in stores. Some states you can only sell it if you go right to the farm. Some states you can have the farmer's market. Well, that's good. It should be zero states. And I guess Washington, D.C. isn't really a state. Well, there you go. So, hey, nobody's taking your raw milk. Actually, it's illegal in multiple states. Some state, you can't actually cross state lines with it. But, hey, you know, that's a non-existent enemy. And they're trying to shut down Amish farms. All right. I'll be live tonight on X and rumble.com/Owen. We'll see you there.
The globalist deep state just took their war on free speech and our very identities and our very freedoms to the next level. They have now introduced a lawsuit against me where they literally claim they own my name, my social media, and me personally in violation of the 13th Amendment that we fought the Civil War over. They're actually saying I'm an indentured servant, that I am a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always the canary in the coal mine. I am the test case. And when they get through me, they're coming after you. They're not just saying they own me. They've also filed in federal court and also in the state court saying they own the name Alex Jones and that they own real Alex Jones on X. Now, the courts have all said you can't do things like that, but they're trying it. And if I don't aggressively battle them in the state and federal court, they will get a win if I don't challenge it, and then they'll be able to use that tactic on you as well. And in the words of President Trump, when that bullet grazed his ear, defiantly rising up and saying, fight, fight, fight. That's how we fight in the information war, winning hearts and minds, and we're unstoppable if you simply decide to take action. So for all your word of mouth, all your prayers, and all your support over the years, I salute all of you and remind you that you are the Paul Revere's, you are the resistance, you are the people, and I am so proud to have been working with all you through the years, and now the fight is entering the most intense part of the phase, so let's redouble our efforts and let's win this thing. Or we can roll over and be slaves of the New World Order. As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And I'll quote Colonel Travis the Alamo, victory or death. RealAlexJones.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back me and I'll never surrender.
If you are receiving this transmission,
You are the resistance.